I feel like that when he goes to our church for funerals or weddings, that he feels like that he's, I think he has to go to the priest and ask forgiveness. I don't think he's supposed to go in other churches at all. I think they're committing sin if they do.
Well, I'll be darned, I didn't realize that.
Because he couldn't even go in when his daughter was, were the advisors of the Rainbow Girl. He couldn't even go in there to see her, putting his mother as worthy advisor. He couldn't go in a Masonic temple at all. He said that he never would live down to sin.
Well, my goodness.
Well, that's too bad, isn't it?
Well, sure.
But he actually feels that way.
That's one thing about being an Episcopalian. Yeah. You don't have to worry about these things.
No, no.
We're very lax. Well, lax in the sense of being loose.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Not in the sense of anything goes. Mm-hmm.
Of course, they almost claim to be brothers of the Episcopalians.
Yeah.
Yeah. They think that that's just as near. I forget what they said about it. That's what I heard him mention, that they were almost Catholics.
Well, now, there are some Episcopalians who talk about the Catholic Episcopal Church.
Uh-huh.
I'm somewhat appalled by this.
Uh-huh.
Because to me, it's the Protestant Episcopal Church, and they're good Protestants.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But in... not being a member, just being on the outside, of course, I can just look at all this and marvel.
Yeah. My son became a member of the Methodist Church after he married Virginia. Yes, he joined because she was a Methodist and they really are good workers in the church. Mm-hmm. She was had always been a Methodist and mm-hmm. it don't make any difference to me.
No.
So they go to church.
Let them find the one they like,
yeah.
The one that they fit in.
Can feel like they do the best work in.
Yeah, I'm not going to burn anybody at the stake.
No. But I'm afraid the Catholics are trying to take over in this world.
Yeah, it's the same God.
Yeah.
I see the parts of the church service, the preacher will deliver a
sermon.
And he may mention the 23rd
Psalm.
Uh-huh. And the organ will play.
You mean hymns or?
Yeah, and the choir will
sing hymns. Mm-hmm.
The preacher gives the sermon and the choir and the organ give the,
I don't believe I know what you mean.
They furnish the music?
Yes, choir sings.
Uh-huh. And can you say the parts of the service are the sermon and the
music?
Mm-hmm. And you pray to?
Pray to God.
Uh-huh. And his opposite in hell is called?
Heaven.
Well, who rules hell?
Satan, or the devil, whatever you call him.
Men are handsome, women are
pretty.
Yeah, they're very pretty.
Beautiful.
If you're particularly glad to see someone, what would you say to him?
Well, how do you do, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
And would this just be a normal greeting, or?
I think a lot of people say howdy.
Mm-hmm. That's a good greeting, isn't it? Howdy.
Yeah, howdy. That's in southern Texas, I think.
Uh-huh. Howdy do.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a girl, did you say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am?
Yes.
This was standard procedure?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to be